And now, back to the show. Here's Jen and Truda.
A number of news agencies are reporting a fifth boy has been brought out of a flooded cave in Thailand. Divers rescued four boys over the weekend, more than 2 weeks after 12 members of a soccer team and their coach got trapped in a popular cave complex in northern Thailand. The rescued boys have been rushed to hospitals where they're being treated for dehydration, malnutrition, and other effects of being trapped underground for 15 days.
Wow, can't even imagine.
Vice President Pence coming to Kansas City on Wednesday. It's part of the Tax Cuts to Put America First tour, in which Pence will be promoting the president's tax cuts. He's also going to be fundraising for U.S. Representative Kevin Yoder. Pence is going to arrive at the Wheeler Downtown Airport Wednesday morning before speaking at the Kansas City Marriott Downtown at about 12:30. The World Cup semifinals are set in Russia. Croatia knocked off the host country in a penalty shootout Saturday, and England defeated Sweden 2-0 to advance. The first semifinal gets going Tuesday when France meets Belgium. Croatia and England clash on Wednesday. The final match takes place a week from Sunday. You know I hate soccer. No bones about it. Mm-hmm. I'm not watching any of this. However, I am Croatian, and my aunt and uncle and a bunch of my cousins are in Croatia right now.
Oh,
and they're
lovely.
Posting all these pictures, and they're like, it is so amazing to be here while this is happening. You should see the parties and the celebrations, and everybody's just going crazy.
And you shouldn't hate soccer because this has become the sporting event of the year. It's become amazing.
Still boring.
It's not boring. Watch it.
A new study of...
Amazing.
I've tried. A new study of 2,000 Americans' napping habits found people are snoozing in some surprising places, including a coal mine, on a ski lift going up a mountain, and even while waiting for food at a drive-thru.
You saw what snoozing in a mine will get you.
Research also put an end to the do naps actually work debate. 3 out of 4 Americans said they feel rejuvenated after a little afternoon snooze, wherever it may occur. About 23% say they lay down for a nap each and every day. That would be amazing. That's your 10 items or less for Monday on the show.
Well, I didn't realize that this show was already last night. I saw pictures of Shaylee enjoying herself and Hanson.
Hanson was in town last night.
Man, mbop. Gets your Monday started here on the show.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Back together again for the first time in a little while. Here for Monday morning.
We've got concert tickets to give away all week. Your choice of tickets this morning. If you want to see Def Leppard and Journey or Hall & Oates and Train, you can pick if you know the right answer to this. On average, we have 19 of these. What am I talking about? Your guess is at 576-7102.
All right, in KC, let's try Kelly. Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning.
Kelly, what do we have 19 of?
Shoes.
Not shoes.
Shoes.
No. So. 19 pair of shoes. Right. Not it.
Seems like we have an even number of those. Grandview, here's Matt. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning. I'll say money coins.
Nope. Not coins.
Okay.
In KC, here's Piper. Good morning, Piper.
I'm going to say spare moments a day, like minutes.
Oh. Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah, only about 19 right out of 24 hours.
But that's not the right answer here, though.
Thank you.
Sure feels like it. Nadine is in KC. Good morning, Nadine.
Good morning. One of my answers were taken, but we'll try belts.
Belts, not it. It has nothing to do with clothing or accessories.
Okay. Huh. Interesting. I don't think it's arms.
Nothing to do with your body.
Let's go to Olathe, where Janice is standing by. Good morning, Janice.
Hello, Janice.
Hello.
Hey, what's your guess?
Passwords?
It is passwords.
Oh.
Yes. Woo-hoo! 19, that seems a bit high, but I do feel like we're constantly just, what's your password?
Man.
What's your password?
I hate those.
Thank the computer.
Everything has a password.
I know. You got it. What can we send you to? Do you want to go see Def Leppard and Journey, or would you like to go see Hall & Oates and Train?
Hall & Oates.
Done. Tickets for you. That shows at Sprint Center July 20th. We'll send you.
Okay, great. Thank you.
You bet. Hold on for 1 second. Joey's got the info. I was just lamenting this over the weekend, going, everyone's different. Some did the capital letter, the special character.
I hate that.
You can't use any of the last 256 passwords you've used before.
That's the worst. I try to rotate the same three, so if I forget, I know it's one of those three.
Yes,
but then it's like, no, you've already used that. Well, come on,
right.
I can only remember so much.
I know.
I got mom brain here.
It's the derivative of everything else. So,
this is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
First, some breaking news. CNN reports the sixth and seventh boys have been rescued from the cave in Thailand.
Wow. Okay.
We'll talk more about that at the top of the hour in 10 items or less. But first, celebrating birthdays today. O.J. Simpson is 71. Academy Award-winning actor Tom Hanks turns 62. And from the Wonder Years, actor Fred Savage is 42. Superheroes are overtaking the dinosaurs at the box office as Ant-Man and the Wasp was this weekend's top film in the U.S. and Canada. Our very own Paul Rudd. The Disney Marvel picture is on track to earn $76 million in its first week in theaters. Coming in second is Incredibles 2, followed by Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom. And then rounding out the top five, The First Purge and Sicario, Day of the Soldado.
Okay, I went and saw the Mr. Rogers documentary. Oh,
that was in ninth place.
It was great.
Was it?
Yes, I loved it.
And does it go through, like, what does it go through as far as the sections, just the show? Does it go through his whole life?
It was actually a little bit different. It was really about, the gist of it was, is this guy as nice as he seems to be?
Right.
Like, was there something wrong with him?
Uh-huh.
You know, it's like anybody would question, because we're cynical in this day and age.
Sure.
You know, is there something wrong with him? Does he like kids like that? No, he was just that nice of a guy, and it explored his philosophy and his psychology when it came to kids and programming a TV show. Yeah, it was great.
Where did you see it? What theater do they have it?
The B&B Shawnee.
Oh, okay, perfect. Yeah. Justin Bieber planning to tie the knot. TMZ says the 24-year-old pop singer proposed to 21-year-old model Hailey Baldwin in the Bahamas over the weekend. The two briefly dated back in 2016 and rekindled things last month. Bieber previously dated singer Selena Gomez off and on for about 6 years. And model Chrissy Teigen is hitting back at criticism over a photo of her breastfeeding. If you need to Google this just for reference, Brian Truda, you might want to check out Chrissy Teigen's Instagram.
Oh,
she
yeah.
shared an image there over the weekend of herself feeding her 2-month-old son while simultaneously pretending to feed one of her 2-year-old daughter's baby dolls.
Huh.
Teigen told people who said online that they don't want to see photos of that. Well, she doesn't like things other people share, but she lets people live.
Mm-hmm.
Teigen was also commended by some for showing that breastfeeding is natural and something women can do in public. I will say, the other day we were at the public pool, and there was a woman breastfeeding there, which doesn't bother me at all because I did the same thing for a couple of years.
Yeah.
But she didn't have a cover on or anything. She was just out with right out there in public, and I thought, oh, this is going to offend somebody. Somebody's not going to be happy about this. But I didn't see a commotion.
And it was weird. It made big news over the weekend that at the World Health Organization, the U.S. like bullied all the other nations into getting rid of this the breastfeeding some resolution that they had. The breastfeeding is healthy and natural and good for women. And like our country bullied everybody else into putting this down. What the hell, people? Breastfeeding is natural and good and healthy.
It's okay.
America's at a very weird place right now.
That's your entertainment news.
I was, if you let them get their breasts out, we're going to bomb you. That works out real well, too.
You want to see them the rest of the time.
That's
come
right.
on. Just once.
Hey, next hour, a trip for Taylor Swift here and there coming up on KC-121.
You're on the phone with your girlfriend. She's upset.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Rescuers working at a cave site in northern Thailand have brought at least 3 more boys out of the flooded cave system, according to a witness working with the rescue team. So that leaves 5 boys and their coach still inside. The 12 boys, all part of a youth soccer team, first went missing with their coach more than 2 weeks ago. Last Monday, they were discovered huddled on a narrow rock shelf deep within the flooded cave system. Have you seen, like, they keep showing the timeline and the thing on, you know, TV, like, showing where they are within the cave. It's insane to me, and I would die immediately just of being completely freaked out and having panic attacks.
Yeah, and the one spot they have to go through is 15 inches wide. Did you see this? They said it's 3 Mars bars wide. That's how much of a clearance they have. 3
Stop
Mars bars.
It.
Put those back to back.
Nope. I'm just dying in a cave. That's just leave me here. I'm just panic attack.
Because I would eat all 3 Mars bars and would not be able to get through.
I like that they specifically went with Mars bars.
Yeah, that is.
That's the most random one you can go with.
They couldn't say Snickers or 3 Musketeers. It must be different sizes.
A lot of people talking about this morning. Stuntman Travis Pastrana is on top of the world after paying tribute to Evel Knievel with a special 3-jump performance last night in Las Vegas. Here's some audio from the first jump of the evening where he successfully cleared 52 crushed cars.
Now there are over 50 cars there. Evel Knievel did this back in 73 in LA. Here goes Travis Pastrana!
Go.
Yep. Pastrana also pulled off the car jump and the bus jump while riding an Indian Scout FTR-750 motorcycle, which is the closest modern bike equivalent to Knievel's. His daredevil tribute to Knievel was broadcast on the History Channel.
How come I didn't know about this? I missed it.
You were too sick. You were out of it.
Oh, man.
Americans would still prefer to have a son over a daughter if they were only allowed to have one kid. This is according to a recent Gallup poll, continuing a decades-long favoritism. 36% of respondents indicated preference for a boy, while 28% said they'd want a girl. The other 36% had no preference. And an Ontario man is offering some unusual items on eBay. A McDonald's cheeseburger and fries that were 6.5 years old. They sat on his shelf for the past 6 years. This guy, Dave Alexander, posted a listing on the auction website for the burger and fries, which he said were never eaten or even refrigerated. He did it as a little experiment to see how they would look. Alexander said he had his daughter buy him the burger and fries on June 6th, 2012, so he could put them on a shelf to determine if rumors that McDonald's food doesn't decompose were just urban legend. The auction started at $22.91, but was eventually pulled by eBay for violating its rules about selling food. Mm. That is your 10 items or less for Monday on the show.
I had a pumpkin on my shelf for about 10 years when I was a kid.
On purpose?
It was weird. It kind of turned fuzzy and then after a while just kind of shriveled and died.
Gross.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Truda is back. I'm Jen. Joey, the producer, is here. James, the intern, is in this morning. James, what college do you go to?
The University of Central Missouri.
Go Mules, is this right?
Yes.
Is that your thing?
You
look,
did it right.
I got it.
But they tweeted us last time about how you can do the snouts out, right? Snouts out. Boom.
Didn't know you had a thing. What is this that you brought us? Because you told me, you were like, I got something I want to show you guys.
So this is what is a playbill binder.
Okay.
And when you go and see Broadway shows, I come back and I put them in here. And so this
You've
is just
filled. You've been to all of these Broadway shows?
Yes, ma'am.
How many is that?
22?
You
counted last night.
22 shows on Broadway.
Well, these aren't counting the ones that I've seen. Like, there's some in here that are like, I have duplicates at home because I've seen them in Kansas City and...
How old are you?
23.
Tell me that you haven't been to Hamilton.
Actually, I have.
Oh!
No.
I saw it in Chicago and when they went on sale, so I bought them.
Uh-huh. Well, that just hurt Brian's feelings a little bit.
Yeah, right?
That seems like a very expensive habit. How do you pay for 22 Broadway shows?
I save up a lot of money. And I actually start, I usually go in March, and so I start planning in August. Okay. And I just save up money and buy my plane tickets and then buy my shows as I go and... I buy the cheap seats.
There aren't cheap seats though. I've been to Broadway. There really aren't cheap.
James has a little bit of an advantage over you and I, Jan, in that he's just planning for. I mean, yourself usually, right, and your partner, yeah.
Yeah.
And so we have kids and everybody else that wants to go. The hangers on,
right?
Which nobody else cares about Hamilton, so I feel like I should just go anyway. I mean.
Do you want to tell Brian how amazing Hamilton was, or do you?
It was actually really good. It was different than I thought it was gonna be. I tried to see it in New York when I went 2 years ago, and I couldn't get them because I had to wait in line for like 5 hours and still didn't get anything.
Is it true? Did you tell me that you went backstage and met the cast of one of the shows?
Yes. I went to go see Escape to Margaritaville. It's the Jimmy Buffett musical, and it was the very first show. I went to go see it on like a Tuesday. And my friend in the middle of the show messaged me and she goes, oh, my cousin's in that. And I was like, oh. So at the end of the show, I told one of the cast members, like, is so-and-so in the back? And they're like, yeah. And they went and got him and they came out and we were talking and she goes, are you going to see our show again? And I'm like, well, I have this rule that I don't see the same Broadway show twice. Now, if it comes to Kansas City,
you know,
your Broadway rules, right.
If it comes to Kansas City, that's a different thing. But I was like, well, I don't see the same show twice. And she goes, well, what if we go backstage? And I said, all right, I'll break that rule. And so I ended up seeing it again for $40 because they have rush tickets. And then at the end, I went backstage and got my dream to actually stand on a Broadway stage.
You've hit some sort of bucket list thing that most people don't achieve in a lifetime. Mm-hmm. And you're 23.
Yeah.
That's a lot of Broadway shows.
I don't see the same show once. unfortunately, has been my issue.
I went once. We saw the Sunshine Boys on Broadway when I was 24 years old and went to New York. And I thought that was cool. That was one show.
I could see Phantom there. It was great.
Nice. Saw that too.
Yeah.
What are people obsessed with? What are you so passionate about? What are you nerding out about? Obviously, James the Intern's is Broadway shows. What do you nerd out about? 816-576-7102. You can text or call this morning.
I'd love to take your stories.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
The text line lighting up with the stuff you nerd out about.
816-576-7102. You can text or call. I love this one. I nerd out over New Kids on the Block. I know. Judge me if you must. Hashtag blockhead. I was right there with you back in the day.
They had a bunch of hits. Chinese food makes me sick.
Also from the text line, I nerd out about a lot of things, but my big thing is I have what I call convention season, which is when I go to all my geek conventions. It usually runs March through May, and I work two local conventions, and I travel to Atlanta for my vacation convention.
Hey, we nerded out over the Impractical Jokers. I mean, going to their live show was one of the great things that we've done.
Was that fun?
It was fun. That was great.
He binge watches all the episodes.
Oh, yeah.
So yes. True TV. Yeah.
That's right.
I love
that. It's Parents of the Year. My 8-year-old can quote all of the Impractical Jokers.
And when we had Murr on the morning show that day, I've never seen Truda so excited to come to work. He's like, we got Murr on the show. Come on, Murr's going to be on.
Yes. I love it. I think I have a cell phone number now because of that.
Also on the text line, aside from the typical comic book stuff and statues and Star Wars stuff, I have over 100 nutcrackers I break out every year for Christmas.
Wow.
I'm coming to your house.
Jen has Christmas trees.
I have seven Christmas trees that I put up. Now, those are various sizes, James. Don't judge. I mean, they're not all like 8-footers, but I got a decent amount of trees up in the house.
You would think she lives in like Ewing Kaufman's house, right? With seven Christmas trees.
Do you decorate them all? Or are they already pre-decorated?
Oh, no, they're all decorated. They each have a theme. Like, I have the one that's all white decorations. Then I have a Cubs tree that's all Cubs, red and blue. I got all sorts of stuff. Text line, I geek out about school supplies. I'm 35 and have way more notebooks. That's great. Rick Springfield. Someone nerds out about Rick Springfield.
Hey, can't laugh. You know, I get it. Huey Lewis. Man, Huey Lewis. I've been from Wichita to Vegas for Huey Lewis.
Go for it.
And that's quite a difference there between Riverfest and New Year's Eve in Vegas. Let me tell you.
That sounds cheaper than James the Intern's Broadway habit.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Text line also says I nerd out about firefighting stuff and sports. Yep. There you go.
Firefighters.
Yep, awesome. All right, good for you guys.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Monday morning, we ask you what you geek out about.
816-576-7102. The text line says books. I have roughly 1,500. Ooh, wow. Hope you got storage space.
I love a good library. I just love the look of a good library at home, you know?
Mm-hmm. It is nice, old school. I always wanted a cool library in my house.
Yeah. Do you want the one with the ladder that
yes,
you can like slide down the wall?
That's right? The thing. I just don't have the room.
Yeah, they just don't make 50 Shades in that leather-bound, cool, old-looking sort of
exactly.
book, you know? Hey, let's check in Mickey on the phone line. Mickey, what do you geek out about?
Hi there. It's Mickey. Hey, this is my classmate. If you want to smash out, I geek out about hula hoop. I'm a hula hooper.
You're a hula hooper?
Yeah, so people like, what, this 20-something-year-old boxing out a hula hoop is just super weird. But actually, it like pulls apart, coils down, it puts it over your shoulder. You make a lot of friends with it.
Where are you hula hooping?
Everywhere, like in the park, at school, like at work, everywhere. You literally just like, bring it out, start hula hooping, people are mesmerized.
I know, Nikki.
You do?
Yeah.
Do you go to school with James the Intern?
Yeah, we just had our capstone course together.
Yeah, we just, we both graduated.
Was she hula hooping during class?
I don't think
or
I've
graduation.
Ever seen her.
I've never seen her. Walked across the stage with a hula hoop?
I've never seen her hula hoop, but I've watched the videos on YouTube, Facebook, YouTube, yeah.
That's so funny. They were just talking about that on Dr. Oz last week. I was watching and there was a woman saying you burn like 600 calories an hour or something and how it's amazing exercise.
Oh, man.
This gave me an excuse to eat more, so I'm really excited about that.
That is a fantastically great weird thing that you nerd out about. Yeah. Hula hooping.
Yeah. Super weird. You can get them like in neon colors. They light up. You can light them on fire. I'm not that advanced. You can light them on fire.
You're lighting them on fire?
What? Oh, my
yeah.
gosh.
Yeah, you like line them on fire and people do coin around you. It's pretty much like a circus act, but like randomly pops up and people freak out.
Do you get paid to do this?
No, I wish.
People should hire you for weddings.
You should.
Yes.
Yeah.
I've had people ask me to like be hired for music videos and whatnot so far. So I haven't taken anything yet, but maybe it's in the works.
Yeah. No, I would monetize that.
If you're
that.
Lighting stuff on fire, yeah. then you got to get something in the bank.
And putting it around your hips. Yeah, no, make some money.
All right. Yeah, that's crazy.
The text line says, for me, it's World of Warcraft and Doctor Who. That's what I nerd out about.
Nice.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Ed Sheeran's Dawn, 7:50 in the morning on Monday, the 9th of July. And Little Bird here and Joey tells me that Ed Sheeran opened up for Taylor Swift last time they came through town at the Sprint Center in 2013, right?
It wasn't the last time Taylor Swift
wasn't the
was
last
in town.
It was time before that.
Right, okay.
Exactly.
For the Red Tour.
The Red Tour, sure.
Haley would definitely know the tour.
Of course. Taylor's making her way around again, coming to Kansas City, but we don't want to just send you to the Arrowhead show. We want to send you to the Dallas show as well. Taylor Swift here and there. We have our very first instant finalist, caller 12, on the line right now.
We do, and I believe her name is Tanny. Good morning, Tanny.
Good morning.
You are finalist number one for Taylor Swift here and there.
Super excited. Thank you so much.
Have you ever seen Taylor before?
I have not.
Oh, then this would be huge.
Your first time. Yep.
Not only that, exploring Dallas, as you see her there.
Yeah, great
place. I need to go there.
Yeah. Can you imagine? I mean, Jerry World just seems huge and unbelievable anyway, but for a concert.
I can imagine.
Imagine that's going to be just a sea of humanity.
All right, congratulations. You are in. Everyone else, your next shot happens in the 9 o'clock hour. Taylor Swift here and there.
Good luck to you.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Rescuers working at a cave site in northern Thailand have suspended operations for the day after bringing four more boys out of the flooded cave system today. That's according to a witness working with the rescue team. So that brings the total number of rescued boys to 8. Four more boys and their coach remain trapped inside the cave complex. The 12 boys, all part of a youth soccer team, first went missing with their coach more than 2 weeks ago. Last Monday, they were discovered huddled on a narrow rock shelf deep within the flooded cave system. Vice President Pence going to be in Kansas City Wednesday. It's part of the Tax Cuts to Put America First tour, in which Pence will be promoting the president's tax cuts. He's also going to be fundraising for U.S. Representative Kevin Yoder. Pence is going to arrive at the Wheeler Downtown Airport Wednesday morning before speaking at the Kansas City Marriott Downtown at about 12:30.
The Tax Cuts for America tour. Can we still Mike Pence here and there? Can we do that?
Oh, yeah. You want to tour with him? Oh, Mike Pence. World Cup semifinals are set in Russia. Croatia knocked off the host country in a penalty shootout Saturday, and England defeated Sweden 2-0 to advance. The first semifinal gets going Tuesday when France meets Belgium. Croatia and England will clash on Wednesday. The final match takes place a week from Sunday. Just so happens, I'm Croatian, and my aunt and uncle and a bunch of my cousins are in Croatia right now, and they're posting all these pictures on Facebook like, oh my gosh, we're here during all of this. The parties are insane. Yeah. Everybody's going crazy. It's amazing.
It's coming home. That's what they're singing in England, baby. It's coming home.
A new study of 2,000 Americans' napping habits found people are snoozing in some surprising places, including a coal mine, on a ski lift going up a mountain, and even while waiting for food at a drive-thru. The research also put an end to the...
Doing a radio show.
Do naps actually work? 3 out of 4 Americans said that they do feel rejuvenated after a little afternoon snooze, wherever it may occur. About 23% say they lay down for a nap each and every day.
Mm-hmm.
That's your 10 items or less for Monday on the show.
All right, let me reach through this coat here. There we go.
For the record, Truda currently has 2 winter coats on, floor-length winter coats.
I am freezing. Still not feeling well.
It's not the air conditioning. The man is sick.
I've got the chills, baby.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
What do you guys repulse that?
So Truda is sick, deathly ill, literally has 2 floor-length coats on as over himself as shawls, and he's in here hacking up the most disgusting-sounding, vile things, and Shaylee and I are both like, oh, stop!
I literally have a trash can next to me because I might need to use it.
Who cares?
It sounds pretty sexy.
No, it's as disgusting as the new commercials for that show, The Pimple Popper. Have you seen that?
Ew.
That looks amazing.
On
yes.
TLC, there's
a
new show.
I'm going to have to go.
Doesn't that debut tomorrow?
Yes.
Dr. Pimple Popper?
Dr. Pimple Popper.
Oh, God.
Yes.
The promos are so gross.
You guys, I watch those YouTube videos.
You would.
Yeah.
No.
That seems like the most depressing way to spend time.
No, it's strangely satisfying when they squeeze and all that junk
okay,
comes
so
out.
Okay, so moving along to the tickets we have to give away. Shaylee's now violently ill. Are you happy? All right.
You're a jerk.
Def Leppard and Journey coming to Sprint Center. That show's Wednesday, July 25th. We have tickets. Shaylee will now attempt to do an accent, which is she's going to have
not vomiting.
All right, Ed and KC is up first. Good morning, Ed.
All right.
Hey, Ed. All right. Shaylee's going to say something for you in an accent. You have to try to figure out what her accent is.
Oh, I'll do my best.
Okay.
Oh, easy on this SPF snowflake. The sun is practically on another planet.
What do you think that accent is, Ed?
Honestly, can she repeat it? I didn't know she was doing it yet.
Okay. Well, that's not how I normally talk, Ed.
Easy on the SPF snowflake. The sun is practically on another planet.
What does she sound like to you?
Is that Australian?
Ooh, no, it was not.
Toddler.
She was a toddler. She was just a kid. But hang on the line, because if everyone gets it wrong, you could still be in the running for the tickets.
Okay, let's go to David in Overland Park. Good morning, David.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well.
All right, David. Joey, the producer, going to attempt an accent for you. Let's see if you can figure this out.
All right, I'm going to try to do this. I have more booty than 100 Beyoncés.
That's fact.
By the way. Robot or computer?
That's
yes.
A robot.
Oh, yes, yeah. He's a robot. David in the running for the tickets. Hang on the line.
Okay, Kelly's in Lee Summit. Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, Kelly. All right, okay. You get Truda.
Mm-hmm.
He's sick, so look past the sickness and see if you can figure out his accent.
Okay.
Yo, I've been single for so long that my grandma set me up with someone from her bingo hall. B-I-N-G-O, babe.
He sounds like Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, a druggie.
Yes!
Oh, yeah.
He was a stoner.
It was a
yeah,
stoner.
That's
yeah,
it. That's... All right. Kelly mm-hmm. and David, I've written both your names down on a piece of paper, spinning them around in a bucket. The winner of the tickets this morning, Kelly. Kelly, congratulations going right. to Def Leppard and Journey, July 25th.
Awesome. Oh, man. Thanks, guys. I'm so excited.
You're welcome. That's going to be a huge show.
Oh, man, so huge. I think I'll take my husband.
Perfect.
You know, we're 80s kids, you know? I mean, it doesn't get much better than, Def Leppard. I mean,
heck
we're
yes.
excited, so it's nice. Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Go pour a little sugar on it. Enjoy the show.
Sweet, man. Enjoy the show, Kelly. All right, hold on for 1 second. We'll get the info for a minute.
More of those tickets to give away all week long on KC1021.
But she doesn't even want to touch my cards after I've done that.
You need to wipe those down.
We have wipes right next to you.
Even the text line says, Truda, go home. Don't get them sick.
Oh, it's fine. You guys are okay. You've got kids.
That's probably my mom.
I'm well past the immunity state. Yeah, it's Joey's mom.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Celebrating birthdays today, O.J. Simpson is 71. Academy Award-winning actor Tom Hanks turned 62. And from the Wonder Years, actor Fred Savage is 42. Superheroes are overtaking the dinosaurs at the box office as Ant-Man and the Wasp was this weekend's top film in the U.S. and Canada. The Disney Marvel picture is on track to earn $76 million in its first week in theaters. Coming in second was Incredibles 2, followed by Jurassic World, Fallen Kingdom, and then rounding out the top five, The First Purge and Sicario, Day of the Soldado. Justin Bieber planning to tie the knot. TMZ says the 24-year-old pop singer proposed to 21-year-old model Haley Baldwin in the Bahamas over the weekend. Now, she's the daughter of Stephen Baldwin,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yep.
Okay. Of all the Baldwins, that's who she belongs to. The two briefly dated back in 2016. They rekindled things last month. Bieber previously dated singer Selena Gomez off and on for about 6 years.
And Haley's rock is huge.
I bet it is.
It's like an iceberg on her hand.
Stephen Baldwin. Now, there's a name you don't hear quite often.
Now, he
enough.
Was.
Were you missing him?
He was in Threesome. Is that right? I'm trying to keep my Baldwin
yes.
straight. The movie Threesome
yes.
is the only thing I can
and
connect
I'm glad
Stephen
that
Baldwin.
You know, you were the only one besides me who knows that show movie.
He was in The Usual Suspects, and he was considered to be the worst of the five.
But yeah. did he not? I mean, Alec, I think, dragged him into a bunch of different stuff. Was he in Backdraft? Did Alec put him in Backdraft?
Which one is in Backdraft? That's a great movie.
No, it's Billy.
Yeah.
Right? Billy Baldwin.
I can't keep my Baldwin straight.
Steven was in Biodome? right?
Yes, that's
Pauly
right.
Shore bio. Yeah.
Oh, see, I'd have to Google the Baldwin line.
How much of the crap Stephen Baldwin IMDb have I seen and recognized?
The Academy Award-winning film The Flintstones in Viva Rock Vegas.
Yes, I have seen it. And model Chrissy Teigen.
So Haley's the greatest thing he's ever
produced.
Oh,
absolutely. Yeah, yes. Without a doubt. Model Chrissy Teigen is hitting back at criticism over a photo of her breastfeeding. She shared an image on Instagram over the weekend of herself feeding her two-month-old son while simultaneously pretending to feed one of her daughter's baby dolls. Teigen told people who said online that they don't want to see photos of it. She doesn't like some of the other things that people share, but, quote, I let people live. Teigen was also commended by some for showing that breastfeeding is natural and something women can do in public. Yeah, I don't care about all your stupid political posts either, but I got to look at those. I'd much rather look at Chrissy Teigen's boob than I would another Trump post. So,
Druda.
Yeah. Post away, I say. That's your entertainment news for Monday on the show.
I'm just saying it's natural, that's all.
That's right.
All right, we're going to wrap the show for today. We have a bonus play, though, in the 9 a.m. hour. It's the commercial-free bonus time to get you started for the workday, and there is a play for the Taylor Swift here and there.
You want to see her at Arrowhead and down in Dallas. Be listening. We'll tell you when to be caller 12 between 9 and 10.
All right, tomorrow morning the show is back brand new at 6 a.m.
More of those Def Leppard Journey tickets, Hall & Oates train. Win them all this week on the show with Jen and Truda.
All right, you guys have a good day. We'll see you.
See ya.
The show with Jen and Truda
on KC 102.1.